Tonight's service will be a reenactment, a partial reenactment of the dedication of that temple that Solomon built. And of course we know that the temple represents a place where the presence of God could rest. And of course the ark represented the presence of God. 1 Peter 2:5 says that we are all living stones fitted together in the house of the Lord. We are the temple of God tonight. Romans 12:1 also says for us to present ourselves as living sacrifices. We know that as the temple was dedicated and as the sacrifices were presented before the Lord himself came down and consumed the sacrifice. We offer ourselves as living sacrifices, and we invite the Lord to come and ignite us tonight like he ignited the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Set us on fire, Lord, so the world can watch us burn for you. Glory to God.
A palace of praise, a throne of thanksgiving, made for the King of Kings. Sing out a joyful song,
His love goes on and on.
When praises abound, His glory surrounds us, building His temple.
With music and singing, rejoice in all that the Father has done. Let's lift up an offering.
Sing out, the Lord is King.
Build Him a temple here.
Build Him a temple here.
A palace of praise, a throne of thanksgiving, made for the King of
Praises abound.
Let's go up with a shout. Let's go up with a shout and glorify the Lord. Oh, yes. A great processional preceded the death.
I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Did you know it was the to give him a praise in here. Come on, come on, come on. How many know it was the blood? Put those sanctified hands together and say, I know it was the blood.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedline. Good morning, Jesus believer all over the world. This morning, Father God, we join our faith with all the Jesus believers. Even, God, those that they left here and they're with you and they left in faith. So, God, increase our faith in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and good morning, Jesus believers all over the world. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord. All hearts and minds clear. Prepare your hearts to see Jesus, him crucified, but yet alive. High and lifted up. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Thank you, God.
After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Come, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Praise God. You have anything you want to share this morning? Yo, did you hear me? Hello? Oh, man. Y'all, can you hear me this morning? I guess not. Can you hear on the speaker pretty good this morning? Yesterday, they said there was a problem with the sound. Blog Talk, audio clear. What about speaker? Minister Hill, do you have anything else you want to share?
I do, but I'm not quite ready yet.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready for you.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on a journey, and it turned into be something other than what I originally thought the writing was, so.
I love God when he does that. I just love it when he does that. I do.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been awesome, and it's been so much.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been able to pull it together because it changed on me. So I got to try to rewrite what I've already written.
Yeah, well, the Holy Spirit will write it through you.
Yes, we going to get it done. I have no doubt. I just get, there's so much information, so much that he's showing me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. So
whenever
it's been...
whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to be no advance notice. Whenever you're ready, just let me know.
All right, I will.
Praise God.
Ring out, the Lord is near. Build him a temple here.
A palace of praise, a throne of thanksgiving, made for the King of Kings.
Sing out a joyful song.
His love goes on and on. When praises abound, his glory surrounds us, building his temple here. And lives in their praises. The Lord inhabits the song of his saints.
And lives in their praises.
Oh,
sing out. The Lord is here.
Build him a temple. A palace of praise. A throne of thanksgiving. Made for the King. Together as one, with music and singing, rejoice in all that the Father has done. Let's lift up an offering.
Sing out, the Lord is here.
Build him a temple here.
Build him a temple here.
A palace of praise, a throne of thanksgiving, made for the King of. It's
temple right now. Only this temple is going to be in the form of a media center, a TV network, and a radio channel. Some of you recall when I talked to you about this a while back. This is what I need you to do. Some of you already have what God has told me, your TV program. We're doing the TV first. It's going to be about, I need you to call Renee. Renee, would you post the number you want them to call you on? I want to see if what God has already spoken to me, if you got it, about your own, I think she said 1 hour or half an hour, you need to talk to her, TV program. It's in the making. It was always in the making. When I went on the Roku, that was just to try to understand and learn how it worked. When I went on the Blog Talk, I just wanted somewhere to preach. That's all. I never knew God was going to do anything else with it or anything else. Here's Renee's number, 601-882-1884. Now, Renee, after I got a couple more, I want to do a deliverance art segment. I want to do deliverance health segment in there. We got somebody on these. There is somebody in this ministry for all of these slots that God has already given me. I want to do a slot based like on the islands, the Caribbean islands. These are places that I've already gone, already laid the seeds, the spiritual foundation. I'm saying this over this Blog Talk now so you can get it and see if he has put you in the slots he has already shown me who's supposed to be in there. I want to do one slot on history based. All of these have a deliverance foundation. I want to do a segment dealing with like the Samoan islands, you know, like Guam, Hawaii, places that missionaries care about, but they don't. This church world don't seem to know enough about them, as far as I'm concerned. So if God has laid it in your heart to do a program, you got to contact Renee. And it's not complicated. Don't get scared. Don't let the devil scare you. There's an auditioning. You know, she got to see how you look, how you going to look on TV and blah, blah, blah. And then there'll be meetings set up. I have a slot and we need. We have 6 slots for prayer. I think it's 6. Renee, can you get on the Blog Talk? Can you get on the Blog Talk? There's 4 or 5, 6 slots, I think, for prayer. And I need somebody to head up the prayer ministry to work with her. But you'll be working with her. Let me see. Renee, if you're on the Blog Talk, can you hit 1? But I'm telling you now, you fool around, you drag your feet, you're going to be left because I ain't waiting for nobody. I'm not waiting for anybody. If you want to do something for God, you have an opportunity. If you don't, that's your business. But it's going on with or without you. Simple as that. You know the children's, however it's going to be, whatever it's going to be named, the children's segment, Renee will be, I hate to dump all this on her, but this is her field, and I'll help. I mean, I'll just, but I have to stick with what I'm, I got to be even more of a covering. Apostle Jean, I got your hour in there. So if you would call Renee, I appreciate it. I got, I got to call the person I want to put over the prayer. I know what God has shown me, but I don't want to get ahead of God, and I don't want nobody in something they can't handle. You can't handle it, then don't, you know, do something else. It's going to be plenty to do. I need a crew that's going to travel and do filming in different states of these people that have been delivered and how their life has changed. So I'm excited about this, and I can talk about it because the devil has already been bound off of it. He can't touch it. Renee?
Praise God. Good morning, Dr. Erica. Praise the Lord. We need approximately about 12 slots right now.
12 slots for prayer?
For prayer, yes, ma'am. And then
okay.
We're going to do something special with the youth or the young adults during the weekend.
Okay, so you hear that. If you're scared of TV, you know this is not for you. But those of you who claim you want to do something for God, here's an opportunity. This is called Media Missions. Hello? This is called Media Missions. So, you know, like I say, you wait around, you lost. And I'm not going back. I think part of a lot of problems is, you know, you have an opportunity. You don't jump up and grab it, but I can tell you this, somebody out there else will. Somebody else will. I want to do an African slot too, okay? But I want somebody to cover all of Africa. Egypt, all of Africa. So you got your number up there? Can you give them your number? Those for the blog talk.
Yes, ma'am. 601-882-1884.
Okay. So our prayer and media center will be located in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, I want to do Laura, did you save any of those pictures when you all were burning up all that Masonic stuff that you sent me? Did you save those pictures, Laura Burgess? When you were burning up all that Masonic stuff, did you save those pictures, Laura Burgess? Yes or no? Did you save any of those pictures? Thank God. Okay. I also want to do something, maybe it'll be a special, and I want you a part of it, Laura, on exposing the Freemasonry. And it's going to be, I don't know how Renee going to slot it, but maybe it'll be a special. I don't know, but save those pictures. And Laura, answer me this. Have you gained any weight? Laura Burdess, have you gained any weight? Over the past year, have you gained any weight? You don't know why I'm asking you this. Just answer me, please. Yes or no? Okay, you heard what she needs. 12 people to pray. This is going to be on our own TV network, TV channel. It'll be on Roku TV, Apple TV, Google TV, and the Roku, and it'll be on every time somebody buy a TV with the Roku channel, that we'll be on the station. So I'm moving on. You can join or you could not join. I appreciate everybody that comes on here every day. But you see, coming on here is not the answer. The answer is, how can we take what we have and help save the people who need salvation the most? And I don't intend to do it in a traditional way. I'm not a traditional person. I've been radically saved. My life was radically transformed, and I've always been a radical Christian, except that I was a radical Christian missionary. Now I'm just a radical Christian servant, trying to come up with how I can help Jesus save the lost in a larger capacity. While Renee is doing that, I'm setting up teaching. I'm setting it up right now, and I started with making this sound better. Because in teaching, I have to do a little bit better than I was, because I was just getting the word out, getting people delivered. Now, I'm taking it all the way to the next level, kingdom, building the kingdom of God on earth. Here's her number again. Give them your number one more time. If you have an idea of something we don't know about, we innovative. Right now we innovative. A couple of weeks from now, we won't be able to change nothing because it'll be set. So give them your number one more time.
Yes, ma'am. 601-882-1884.
That's if you could fill one of those slots. An hour, 30 minutes, I don't know. But you would be on TV praying for whoever calls in. And when they don't call in, then you're going to be talking about prayer. Prayer. And praying. That's what those 12 slots are for. Then the other slots, we'll talk about it as we get there. I'm not certain. It's her mission. It's a mission. That's what it is. It's a mission. Anything else that you need to tell them, or you need from them, or you need them, you might need them to do?
Yes, ma'am, if I can just make a brief announcement that if you don't feel that you're suited or, you know, skilled enough for a TV slot for prayer, there are plenty of opportunities available behind the scenes where we need everyone's help and participation. So feel free to reach out and give me a call as well.
Wonderful. I love how you said that. Praise God. All right, that's it. We're moving on to something else now. Whew. You see, brothers and sisters, all those people that tried to stop this ministry or thought they knew what they didn't know. Because you know what? I don't know from day to day. Every day I'm listening to God. Every day I have a purpose in my life, and that's to get as many people's souls set free as I can.
So everybody that listened to the devil and tried to sabotage this ministry, the sad part is it's not me. They don't want to see people saved. So you know who it is. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. Don't listen to the devil. But some of you, you still got some issues. And we're going to deal with one of them in about 4 minutes. Somebody on this line this morning going to be changed. You know, right now, you need to be asking God, is it me? Is it me? Am I going to be changed today? Is it my day today? I would like to do it, but how can I do it? The how is Renee's part and mine. All you got to have is a want to. I want to. I feel led in my spirit. And then I told you, Satan is already bound off this project. You hear me? Now, he might not be bound off your life, but he bound off this project. Because remember this, Jesus was preaching. He had already dealt with the unclean spirit when he put his foot on the ground. And the Gadarene was up there in the mountain full of legions. And he came down to Jesus. And Jesus said, what's your name, you unclean spirit? That spirit was already bound. And then Jesus said, go. Satan is already bound off this project. You hear me? And you just need to be concerned about, am I called to this type of media missions? Because Satan already been bound off this project. So can I do what I need to do? That's all you got to worry. Can you do what you need to do? God ain't asked you to worry about nothing else. The anointing covers this. And it's God's perfect timing for this. Okay?
Don't worry. Just laying down is not your fight. Don't worry. It'll be all right. Don't worry. Your heavy light, don't wait up, wait up. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry. Just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light. Don't wait up, wait up. This love is always right on time. Right on time. Rise up, get clean, throw them on like I'm aware. Got the shoulders for the burdens I'm bearing. Broke down and pulling over by the wayside. Was
never made for this type of week. So I throw my hands up and my load gets lighter. I throw my hands up and then burn like fire. Float up to heaven like the smoke in the air. I flip my worries in the prayer, leaving right there.
Just lay it down, it's not your fight.
Don't worry,
it'll be alright.
Through God's eyes,
if you can only see him through God's eyes, yeah. I know you're probably seeing God's eyes, if you can see him through God's eyes, yeah. He's right on time, right on time.
Just lay it down, it's not your fight.
A certain time of the year, they would play The Wizard of Oz on TV. And I used to love when that time came, you know, Dorothy in the Red Shoes and The Wizard of Oz. Well, if any of you used to watch The Wizard of Oz, because they used to play it on TV when you were young, and they still, I don't know if they still do because it's so outdated. But there was one character on there. Do y'all remember him? He was the Cowardly Lion. I don't remember now, but Scarecrow, one of them needed a heart, a new heart. I think that was the Scarecrow. You remember? Which one of them needed a new heart? The Scarecrow? The Tin Man, okay. Hey, that's okay, the Tin Man. I can't remember, but I know one of them needed a new heart. Put this in the, post this in the chat room for me. Maybe just three people. The only heart has to be made soft. The stony heart has to be made soft. And this is what the Lord told me to share with you this morning. I need you to post. I need all these scriptures posted because I'm talking to you through scripture this morning. Straight words. The Holy Ghost said, this must change, Erica. He said, the reason so many people aren't receiving from me and can't receive from me is because they never had a heart change. I said, okay. He said, they still got a stony heart. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, can you give me just give me the scriptures so I know what you're talking about? He gave me Psalm 100. Verse 5. Post these scriptures. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. You see, when you've been brought even into contact with a person with a stony heart, and when you're in contact with a person with that stony heart, it's amazing how stone, even in the spirit realm, can transfer. So God said, look at Ezekiel 18:31. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Too many of you are dead in the spirit, have died in the spirit, and you know what? I'm hearing a lot of reports from people who have had people do witchcraft on them and try to do witchcraft on them, and they're dying. God is flipping that thing. Even just yesterday, I talked to three people that had people try to do witchcraft on them, and they dead today. They dead. They're dead. You see, cast away from you all your transgressions, all your own sins, your sins, the sins that you have sinned against somebody else. And make you a new heart and a new spirit. Then Ezekiel 11:19. After you cast away from you your own transgressions, your own sins, where you done sinned against somebody else, the Holy Spirit has said, and I will give them one heart. And I will put a new spirit within you. And God says, I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. Man, this is so good. Then he says, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. That's Ezekiel 36:26. I think this was 2 Kings 22:19. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me. God says, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. 2 Chronicles 34:27. Because thine heart was tender, and thou didst humble thyself before God, when thou heardest his words against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, and humbled thyself before me, and didst rent thy clothes and weep before me, I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Psalm 36:10. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Psalm 40:10. Go! I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause them to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old, saying unto me, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with thy timbrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. That's Jeremiah 31, 2 and 4. And I ended with this morning. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus, by the power of his own Holy Spirit, we're going to build him a house, a missional house, a spiritual and natural house through a media center. We're going to utilize for the glory of God. We're going to transfer the resources through the airwaves. We're going to bombard and invade the power of the prince of the air and build the Lord a temple, a media center, where he will be glorified in the name of Jesus.
Tonight's service will be a reenactment, a partial reenactment of the dedication of that temple that Solomon built. And of course we know that the temple represents a place where the presence of God could rest. And of course the ark represented the presence of God. 1 Peter 2:5 says that we are all living stones fitted together in the house of the Lord. We are the temple of God tonight. Romans 12:1 also says for us to present ourselves as living sacrifices. We know that as the temple was dedicated and as the sacrifices were presented before the Lord himself came down and consumed the sacrifice. We offer ourselves as living sacrifices, and we invite the Lord to come and ignite us tonight like he ignited the sacrifice. Hallelujah. Set us on fire, Lord, so the world can watch us burn for you. Glory to God.
The Lord is near. Build him a temple
near. A palace of praise, a throne of thanksgiving, made for the King of Kings.
Temple here. Sing out, the Lord is near.
as one with music and singing, rejoice in all that the Father has done. Let's lift up an offering.
Sing out. The Lord is King.
Build him a temple here.
Build him a temple here.
A palace of praise. A throne of thanksgiving. Made for the King of
talking to me as I was trying to sign off. Tomorrow, we're going to deal with your heart. We're going to have heart surgery tomorrow through circumcision, spiritual, of your heart tomorrow. So we're going to have a heart surgery or heart circumcision tomorrow on this line. God wants your heart to get right. He wants you to have a soft and tender and pliable heart. I don't want to teach on it today, but tomorrow morning we're going to have heart circumcision or heart surgery. And God going to heal hearts, physical hearts, hearts. I said tomorrow morning we're going to have a spiritual heart circumcision and a trimming. Same way God told Moses, you know, cut off the foreskin, circumcision of the heart. I'm looking forward to see how God does that. I've seen it happen many, many, many times, and it just never occurred to me, because it happens in conversion. But so many people miss conversion, so now God got to do it. Whew. Thank you, God. Thank you.